bringing the light of Jesus Christ to a world darkened with sin. This is the Lighthouse Radio Bible Study, an outreach ministry of the Progressive Primitive Baptist. Our purpose at the Lighthouse is to present you the truth of God's Word and its relevancy for your daily living. We want to help equip you to light your world with the truth of Jesus Christ, that Jesus is both Lord and Savior. Hello, my name is Scott Reiner, and I invite you to join us now as we study God's Word together. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today at the Lighthouse. I'm your host and radio Bible teacher, Scott Reiner. I want to begin by thanking all of you who are regular supporters and listeners to this radio ministry. God has been very gracious to us here at the Lighthouse for over 25 years, and like most ministries, we have experienced times of great prosperity and times of great need, times when we wondered if we were going to make it to the end of the month. We all realize that these are very difficult times economically, but the reality is that we need your support, both in prayers and financially, for this ministry to continue. If the Lord has used this program to be a blessing to you in your life, to meet needs that you may have had, then we invite you to consider helping us financially. If you cannot, we certainly understand, but we do ask that you keep us in your prayers, that God will continue to use us in the spreading and teaching of His Word. Our study today comes from Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, as we focus our thoughts on the four characteristics of the way of man. And we hope that you will join us for today's study.
This evening I direct your attention to the Old Testament book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter, and there I'd like to read the 12th verse. Some time ago, while I was on the internet, I came across a news article that focused on the most requested funeral song in the United Kingdom. And that song is entitled My Way, originally made famous by Frank Sinatra, and then later recorded by Elvis Presley. Now, there were two things that I found very telling about the popularity of using this song for one's funeral. First of all, the mindset of an individual who would want one of the last public remembrances of them and their life to be remembered by the content of this song, especially when you consider the fact that more than likely they have not long stood before the sovereign, holy, righteous, and just God of the universe. And then secondly, that our culture, our society here in the United States is not far behind the moral decline and the spiritual collapse of the once mighty British Empire. And when I say that, I have reference in terms of its once mighty Christian influence. Now, I want to begin here by reading the words to the song My Way, and I want you to listen very carefully to the words. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself, then he has not. To say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows, and did it my way. This song, as far as I'm concerned, in light of the teachings of Scripture, is essentially pagan. It is anti-Christian. It has a very strong atheistic worldview, and it is self-centered in its approach to the living of this life. Now, in contrast to this song, which no doubt many of you have heard, and like me for many years have liked this song, and in light of the fact that it is the most requested funeral song in the United Kingdom, listen to what the writer of the Proverbs teaches us in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. By divine inspiration, he says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." A proverb is a truism, and the book of Proverbs is part of what is called the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. Part of the concept of wisdom literature was given by writers in the Old Testament to provide guidance and ultimately what we would call wisdom. And this wisdom focused on two specific things. It focused on content, and then secondly, in actual practice. In other words, these writers gave wisdom in the form of content, that is, what to believe, what to understand, and then secondly, with the mentality that there would be a follow-through when it comes to the actual practice that reveals one has true wisdom. Now, this focuses both on the intellect, that is, developing the mind, understanding the things of God, but ultimately, the intellect so that it has control over human behavior. That is, the way that one lives. One writer says, it is a way of thinking about reality that enables one to pursue what is good in life. Through wisdom, God reveals what the values of life are and how they are to be achieved. When I was in high school, as a senior, I had a teacher in sociology, and her name was Miss Beecher. And on the very first day, she had a statement that she would reveal that goes something like this. In her class, there is a right way to do things, a wrong way to do things, and then there is the Beecher way to do things. And by that, what she simply meant is that in her class, if you want to succeed, if you want to do well and make a good grade and have a good rapport with her, you did things her way. Otherwise, you would find yourself absolutely miserable, flunking out, and eventually either going to the principal or being expelled. Now, in essence, God says the same thing to us. There are two ways of doing things. There is the way of man, or what the Word of God terms the wisdom of this world, and then there is the way of God, also termed the wisdom of God. And if you want to live an abundant life, if you want to live a life that is Godward, one that honors Him, one that will richly bless you and also be a blessing to others, then you must do things God's way. On the other hand, if you do things your way, you will face a life of having to deal with every choice and decision that you make. Now, this particular proverb focuses on the way of man. It is given in the negative because the emphasis is not so much on the way of God as it is a warning about the way of man. And there are four characteristics about the way of man that I want us to focus on. First of all, there is the reality of the way of man. Secondly, there is the deception of the way of man. Thirdly, there is the subjectiveness of the way of man. And then finally, there is the conclusion of the way of man. First of all, I want you to notice the reality of the way of man. Notice that the author of this proverb begins by saying, there is a way. Now, this is a very strong, emphatic statement. There is a way of man. Now, the term way comes from a word that is derived from another term which implies a road as it is traveled. We might say a path. Now, in your life, you have seen paths left and right. That is marked by how many people have gone down a particular way. They have literally trodden down any growth there. And it's obvious that people over a period of time have taken that particular route. Now, it can be used in a literal sense or a figurative sense as a course of life. Now, one of the things I want you to understand here is that your life is marked by a way, a direction that you are traveling in life. Your life is not stagnant. Sometimes it may feel like that, but it's not. You are either going forward in some way or you are going backwards in some way. But in your life, you are moving in some direction. So there is the reality of the way. There are choices and decisions that you make literally every day of your life. Some of them are so basic and so simple that they do not have any consequences or major consequences for your life. But on the other hand, there are choices and decisions that you are making that will affect you for the rest of your life. You will never be able to escape those consequences. And perhaps here we might want to make special notation for our young people. Understand this very clearly. The choices and the decisions that you are making now, many of them will affect you for the rest of your life. And not only that, but the types of choices and decisions that you are making are molding you into a certain kind of person as well as a certain outlook that will also impact how you make further choices and decisions in life. So understand that there are things that we do that are called the way. They will affect us for the rest of our life, and they are becoming part of us and will even dictate what we will do in the future. Now, everyone has a way of life. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, how religious you are or irreligious. It doesn't matter what kind of educational background that you have. We all have direction in life. Now, the second thing that I want you to note is the deception of the way of man. Notice that the author says there is a way which seemeth right. Now, the term right means straight, literally or figuratively, that which is upright. Now, that part is good, but I want you to notice the term right before it, which seemeth right or appears to be right. How many of you are familiar with the old saying that all that glitters is not gold? How many of you have been fooled by fool's gold? The basic principle is that you have to be very careful. You have to be very discerning because everything in life is not always as it appears to be. Satan himself, you know, can be transformed into an angel of light. And this is one of the reasons why Satan is so effective, not only in the world which is spiritually blind and dead, but also when it comes to the people of God, because he is in fact so deceptive. That's how he operates. That's how he is so successful in our lives. There is a deception about the way of man. And one of the reasons for that is because we do not have the capacity to truly understand things as they are apart from the Word of God and apart from the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, to be blind is one thing, but to be intentionally blind is quite another. And I think that many of us, sometimes as professed Christians, choose not to see things as they truly are. And there is a deception in that. There is a deception outwardly from, say, satanic forces and demons themselves. But there is also an inward deception as well. And that brings us to the third point, and that is the subjectiveness of the way of man. There is a way which seems right, but the subjectiveness here is seen in the phrase, unto a man. There is a way that seems right to an individual. Now, there are two standards of life. There is what we call the objective standard, a standard outside of ourselves, which is the Word of God. But there's also a subjective standard that we often bow down to rather than the Word of God. And that subjective standard is literally ourselves. Our desires, our lusts, what it is we want at any particular time. And what happens is that we often reject the clear teachings of Scripture for what we want in life. And what happens is that we set ourselves up to be the final judge or arbiter of what is right and what is wrong, when in reality, God has not given that right to us. We don't have the capacity to make those judgment calls on our own. The thing is that God has already clearly established what is right and what is wrong. Our responsibility is to know what God has said, what is right and what is wrong, not what we think is right and what is wrong. And that's one of the great problems that marks the contemporary body of Christ today is that we don't know what God says is right and what is wrong anymore. And so we just base our concepts, our ideas, our actions on what we think at any given time. It's not about what you think. It's not about what you believe. It is about what God has said. And if we do not know the Word of God, then rest assured, more often than not, the choices, the decisions, the reactions that come to play in our life will reflect more a pattern of this fallen world system rather than the truth of the Word of God. If you don't know the Word of God, you're going to react by what seems to be kosher with everybody else, what everyone else is doing. The standard is no longer objective, but the standard becomes cultural. And that's true in the way that we dress. It's true in what we listen to. It is true in how we do things. It's not what the Word of God says, but we look around and see what others are doing, and that becomes the standard. That becomes the subjectiveness of the way of man. And then finally, there is the conclusion of man's way. Notice that the writer says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but, and the term but is a very strong term, because it is going to contradict everything that we normally think that is right and that everything is okay. But the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a conclusion of our life. There is a conclusion of our path. Our life is heading somewhere. And that life is going to come to an end somewhere. Understand that. It's not going to continue forever and ever in this life. It will continue forever, but not in this life. And so as you mark your journey, you need to be aware that there is coming a time when your life is going to face its end, its conclusion. The term end gives us the idea of that which is last, that which is at the end, or from a certain perspective, that which is future. So understand that there is a way that you may be walking, but it is going to be marked by an end. And I want you to notice what that end consists of. The writer of the Proverbs says, the ways of death. That's a very sobering thought. It's a very reality check for us. You know, when I was a younger teenager, and I know that I wasn't the only one, but there is this thinking process that you're going to live forever. And if you really think you're going to die, you have the mentality that it's going to be way, way down the road. And I can't tell you how many young people die every single year thinking that. How many young people make choices and decisions by the assumption that they think they're going to last forever or at least until they're 80, 90, or 100 years old, only to die between 14, 17, 21, however, but die at a young age. For whatever reason, many of them are deceived and they're not prepared for the end of their journey, for the end of the way. Now, when the writer says the ways of death, I don't think that he is limiting that to just physical death. I think ultimately it has reference to eternal death, eternal damnation, separation from God for all eternity. For the wages of sin, Paul teaches us in Romans, is death. In other words, it's not that you and I make bad choices from time to time. We all do. There are decisions that we make almost immediately. We think, oh, Lord, why did I do that? There is a sense of recognition that what we have done is wrong. There is repentance. There is grief. But what we're talking about here is a general way of life. A life that is marked by the words of the song that we just read, My Way. His entire life was geared not in doing the ways of God or the things of the ways of God, but rather His way. What he did in life was for self-gratification, self-advertisement, selfishly motivated, everything about self, it was not Christ-centered. Even the best of Christians fail from time to time. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a way of life that stands in open rebellion against the way of God. If you've got children, you know that sometimes when you speak to them and try to teach them, that sometimes they look at you as if you don't have a clue as to what you're talking about. Sometimes our children look at us and think that as parents, we know nothing. Sometimes as Christians, sometimes as unrepentant sinners, we look at the idea of God and this thing of Christianity? It's just somebody coming up with some ideas to keep us from doing what we want to do. That's how many people who are lost in their sins see this whole thing of Christianity. It's a man-made thing to keep us from doing what we want. And sometimes our children have that same mentality towards parents. You just don't want me to have any fun. I know. But the thing is that the older you tend to get, it seems like your parents knew a little more than you actually thought. And God definitely knows more than we often give Him credit for. Because God has established the way. And if you're going to live your life apart from the way of God, then understand what the writer is saying is that when your life comes to an end, you can expect eternal damnation, eternal death, eternal separation. In light of this, very quickly I want to acknowledge that Jesus said that He is the way, the truth, and the life. If you desire life, that life can only come through truth. And that truth focuses on Jesus Christ. The truth that you and I are sinners. And the reality that in our sins, apart from Christ, we have no hope of eternal life whatsoever, only the prospects of eternal death. That's the reality. That's the truth. And if that's the road that you want to go down, then the warning is clear. But those who have a heart and who have ears to listen, Jesus says, look, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. There is a way of life. And there is a way of death. I don't know how any clearer the Word of God can be. Sometimes there are those gray lines, but sometimes those lines are crystal clear between black and white. There is a way that seems right unto a man. But don't be deceived. Its end is destruction. It is death. Young people, listen. Every choice, every decision you make has consequences. Make sure that whatever you do is not done out of anger. It's not done out of deception into thinking that you know more about life than your parents do, or Christ does, or the Word of God. But humble your thinking, submit yourself to the one who wrote the book, to God Himself. Because God loves His people. He will not lie to you. You might not want to hear what He has to say, but He will not lie to you. If you want the way of happiness, it's here in the Scriptures. And you can live an abundant, productive, spiritually powerful life, fully satisfied in Jesus Christ. Or you can face the prospects of eternal death. There is a way that seems right, but there is a way that is right. And that's the way of Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to the Lighthouse Radio Bible Study, an evangelistic ministry of the Primitive Baptist Churches of the Southeastern United States. We encourage you to attend one of these churches whenever possible. This radio ministry and its supporters are committed to the authority, the inerrancy, and the divine inspiration of God's Holy Word, to the Saviorhood of Jesus Christ, as well as to His Lordship, and that salvation is by God's grace alone. We hope this program has had a positive spiritual influence in your life. If it has, please write us and let us know. We encourage you to be with us next week at this same time. To find out more information about the Lighthouse, you can visit us at our website at www.lighthousebiblestudy.org. That's all one word, and in all lowercase letters. Once again, that's www.lighthousebiblestudy.org. Please take a moment and visit us at our website. This program exists because evangelistically minded people like you contribute to it. If you would like to help us bring the light of Jesus Christ to a sin-darkened world, then write us at The Lighthouse, P.O. Box 1317, Baxley, Georgia, 31515. Once again, that's The Lighthouse, P.O. Box 1317, Baxley, Georgia, 31515. We would love to hear from you. Until next week, this is Scott Reiner encouraging you to light your world.